Hello out there in Radio Land. It's time once more for another exciting installment of the Papa Krell Show. I know I promised to have my undercover report on the homeless ready tonight, but, well, it's taking my blockhead engineer longer than abnormal to finish it. Oh, gee, I hope he's not listening right now. But if he is listening, well, we'll get back to work, will you? I mean, no, seriously, I can't keep putting up my fans forever. They're discriminating lot. They expect quality, a fresh perspective, new news. Which brings us to tonight's show. I figured what you'd really enjoy and find super exciting is some good old-fashioned reruns. Well, not just any reruns, mind you, but Prell reruns. History-making reruns of the show that the future will define our decade with. And, you know, and come to think of it, that's kind of appropriate. A sort of 80s in review, this being a new decade and all. So let's turn back the clock way, way back, and let's see what we got in here, eh? Oh, this is a classic. I'm not even going to tell you what it is. But you'll find that out soon enough. Let me get here in the machine. You're going to love this. Not very mechanically minded. That's my engineer gone tonight, working on the show. Editing. Let me see if I can get this thing working here. Ah, here we go. Well, enjoy this, won't you? Am I on yet? Well, good. Keep me on. As I was trying to say, I've got a very famous actress as my phone guest tonight on Controversy. Someone who needs no introduction and therefore won't get one. Suffice to say, though, you all know her and have heard of her at one time or another. In the 60s, she spoke out against the Vietnam War and helped bring about the end to that conflict in bitter defeat. That's for the soldiers lucky enough to return with their feet. Many of them lost more than that in what turned out to be a thankless war, thanks in part to our guest. She also spoke out against other U.S. interests. She's for the Sandinistas, the whales, abortion, flag burning, and Michael Dukakis. And she's against the nuclear industry, prayer in schools, the right to bear arms, and if you can believe it, one of the nicest guys I never met, William F. Buckley. Miss Fonda, what's the matter with you? Miss Fonda? Miss Fonda? Miss Fonda? Are you still there? Hello? Hello? Hello, hello? Did we get disconnected? Hello?
It's over? What's over? The tape's over? How's that? I just started it. Oh, that's right. I could have sworn she said something on that interview, but that must have been later with the lawyers. That's where that Jane Fonda, you know, she talks so much, and then you get her as your guest, and then she clamps right up. There's probably technical difficulties. I'm sure we just got disconnected. Anyway, I've got other tapes here. Ones that are just as good. Oh, here's a great one. Remember that? Excuse me. I started eating a carrot. I don't know what makes me do that. You know that Lex Walesa fella? That Polish guy, the commie that we let speak in Congress? You know, the first commie in the Congress? Well, he's not the first commie in the Congress. There's lots of commies in there, if you really knew those Democrats well. But he was the first official communist anyway. And we let him speak before the Congress and beg for money. Well, I called him up while he was in the United States. He was in Chicago. And, you know, I don't speak a word of Polish. I don't know why they call him Walesa, because he's not very fluent either. But I managed to get hold of an interpreter who helped us out, and I asked him, you know, just why we were supposed to hand out our money to just every country in the world, including the Ruskies. So here's what he had to say. Let me get that cassette in there and play that. Here you go. Now, this is interesting. Don't go away.
Swish him.
Swish him. Not yet. You be quiet here. I'm on the air, okay? You just be quiet. Tell him to be quiet.
Comrade, please be quiet.
Comrade.
We work things different here.
Very good. Okay. Hello out there in Radio Land.
Prell here. Tam miał być ktoś, który mówi po polsku.
They don't have radios
out there. You cannot say that over the air, Mr.
What is it he's saying?
Oh, well, he's saying something about your parents and your lineage and about dogs.
Well, tell him not to do that, all right?
Okay.
This is on the air.
Mr. Walesa, we have to get on the subject now, okay?
Okay. Hello out there in Radio Land.
You speak English.
Prell here with another exciting installment of the Papa Prell Show. This week,
Papa Prell?
This week it's Controversy Calling, where I've got a very distinguished guest with me long distance from Chicago. Lex Walesa, a communist Polak from Poland. And he's here asking the Congress for money. And, well, we're going to ask him a few questions about that. And I've also got an interpreter here. He's not Polish. He's Armenian. But, you know, they're all communists. What's the difference? And he's going to ask Mr. Walesa why it is that we're supposed to give the Polish, or the commies, money. I mean, the last I checked, they're our enemies.
Mr. Walesa, he wants to know why we give money from the evil empire United States to homeland Poland. He wants to know why they should do that.
Wait, we're not evil
money.
Empire.
United States.
Yes, he wants
United States, Poland, money, yes.
What he's saying is that he feels that the United States should give the Soviet Union money because mm-hmm. they're going through a transition phase toward a new form of democracy. Mm-hmm. And they
democracy, and, yes.
See, he's
mm-hmm. back, yes.
How much are you asking for, Mister? Ask him how much they're requesting.
Mister Walesa.
How
much are you asking for the money? Did you want President Bush to
Bush?
Give
oh, yeah.
to your country, Poland?
President Bush, there is bardzo fajny pan. President Bush, ja bardzo go lubię.
How many? How many people?
Byśmy chcieli, żeby pan Bush przyjechał znowu do Polski.
$900 million.
President Bush.
$900 million. Well, that could buy a hell of a lot of cigars. What's going on here? You want us to give that to Russia?
Mr. Walesa, he wants to know.
Yes, Mr. Walesa, talk.
He wants to know if you're going to give the money to Russia or if you're going to use it in Poland for cigars. He says something about cigars.
Money, Poland. Yes,
the $900 million money used for social programs and will not be used. Communist program.
Yeah, but what happens if, you know, there's a crackdown and the commies take over again? Well, we've dumped $900 million to the evil empire.
He wants to know what if the KGB takes the money and has
KGB.
A wild party, if you know what I mean.
Now, how come he can understand you, but he can't understand me?
KGB, ja rozumiem, że KGB Rosji, ale to Rosja, to nie Polska.
People are against KGB in
Polsce. W Polsce nie jest KGB, rozumiecie? Mm-hmm. Rozumiecie mnie? W Polsce nie ma KGB. W Polsce jest domo.
Phone line being bugged.
He can hear some heavy breathing.
We're in America. They don't do that sort of thing here.
CIA.
Oh, well, he's going to love this joke that I heard the other day. It's really funny.
Pass
this on to him.
He has a joke for you. A joke.
You're going to love this, Lexi, or Leech, or whatever your name. These two Polacks walking down the street, and one of them brought a duck.
One walked down the street with a duck.
And the first Polak says to the other Polak.
Polak says to Polak, the other one.
What's he saying?
I'm sorry, but he doesn't think your joke is in very good taste.
He hasn't even heard the joke yet. Wait till he hears the whole joke.
Okay.
You got these two Polaks walking down the street. What's he complaining about?
I'm sorry. He still doesn't think your joke is very funny.
I get it. He doesn't like. Yeah, they don't like to be called Polaks. They like to be called what is it? Polish Americans. Okay, these two Polish Americans are walking down the street with a duck. Okay, an American duck. All right,
American
with a duck. And anyway, the first Polak says to the
first
Polish American says
to
the second Polish American. You know, wouldn't it be nice to have a nice warm duck right now?
Warm duck. He wants a warm duck right now.
Don't miss this part. Okay, I hope this is the right term. I better stop that one. That's a rather dirty joke there. No wonder I didn't play that one on the air. I've got another tape here that even epitomizes the 80s more, though. This is Assassination, and it deals with someone that is very much the 80s. Ronald Reagan, folks. By any standard, the 80s must include Ronald Reagan. And, of course, the big moment in his career was when he was shot. You know, I know where I was when I heard the news. Do you know where you were? Well, fortunately, it was only a close call, but for a while there, all we knew was that he was shot. And I went on the air immediately to explore the situation. And here's a tape of that, the assassination tape. So let's listen to that, okay? Here goes. So, what do you make of this assassination thing, caller?
Well, I didn't really care much for the fella. What's that beep?
That's just part of the phone system, it's SEC rules and regulations. Yeah. You were saying you didn't care much for the fella? You're not actually endorsing the assassination of the President of the United States, are you?
Well, I guess you might say I am, because, you know, his policies wasn't really what the country needed at the time.
Well, you're absolutely disgusting, caller, that you would actually endorse the assassination of a President of the United States!
Well, if you look at it my way, it's just one less Democrat.
Well, gee, I guess I never did think of it that way.
Right, and this Kennedy gentleman, he was not what the country needed.
Uh-huh.
You know...
Whoops! Wrong assassination. The old Kennedy boys, wrong decade, too. I hope I'm not dating myself too much there. These tapes aren't labeled as well as they should be. Oh, wait, here's one. This must be it. It's the other assassination tape. Let's listen to that one and see what that sounds like. Here we go. So, what do you make of this assassination thing, caller? I mean, is it the president's fault that he forgot to duck?
Oh, I don't know. I really didn't care much for the fellow. Excuse me, what is that beeping noise?
It's just the FCC rules and regulations. Don't worry about that. But, you know, that's interesting that you should bring that up, caller, because I kind of know what you mean. Sometimes I think the man has created more problems than he solved.
That's right. I'm glad to hear that you agree. agree. Most people were in favor of him, but he really was not doing much to keep the country together.
I mean, you know, he is a Republican and all, but look at what he's done. You know, the economy, civil rights, foreign diplomacy. It's all in utter chaos. History is going to remember and scorn Mr. Lincoln as the worst president this country has ever had.
Whoops! Wrong assassination again. That sounded like I was Lincoln there. I didn't even do a Lincoln show. That must have been Grandpapa Prell. My goodness, I didn't even know they did tapes way back then. I wonder what radio station he was on. Well, anyway, we shouldn't be playing that on this show. Hey, I got another idea, though. We'll give you a real surprise here, a real treat. What's on this one? Oh, it's one of my faves. What is it? Oh, here you go. I won't even tell you. I'll just put it in, and you just listen and enjoy here on the Prell Show. Wait a minute. Give me some technical difficulties. Technical difficulties here on the Prell Show. We don't have them too often there. Oops, wrong side. There we go. Enjoy.
Hello. 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 Pretty boy. Pretty boy. Pretty boy. Here, kitty, kitty, kitty. Here, kitty, 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 kitty. Here, kitty, 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 kitty.
Oh, wrong tape again. I am so embarrassed, folks. You caught me in another carrot break. I hate the thing, swear to God. But it's my damn doctor. He keeps telling me to eat the things to fill up my stool or something. Can I say that on the radio, stool? I mean the kind that you sit down and not the kind that you get when you sit down. Anyway, that tape we heard, I read the label and it said Jesse Speaks. So naturally, I assumed it was Jesse Jackson. Now, there was an interview. You would have loved that interview, but I can't seem to find it right now. Anyway, instead it was the Jesse Speaks, the damn parakeet. My old wife, bless her soul, deceased now, of course. She had a parakeet named Jesse. I couldn't stand the thing, but she made me teach it how to speak, so I just went in and put on a cassette because I didn't want to have to repeat it over and over again. Fortunately, the bird died. Met with a mishap with the neighbor's cat. Of course, I had nothing to do with it, despite her accusations. I was out of town at the time. How could I have anything to do with it? But, point is, we're not getting anywhere with the labels. So, the only things I can really trust are the numbers, because the numbers I know are call-in shows. You know, they can't have any dual meaning. So why don't we try the grab bag approach? Reach in here and grab a good old number here. No telling what it is. And this way we'll get a chance to see the 80s from a worm eyes view. You know, from the local Joe. Just a small guy instead of all these celebs. And I think that should really tell us what the 80s was more about, don't you? So let's stick that in. This is show number 103. That's a nice round number. And see what the small guy had to say in the 80s. And we'll just play this through to the end of the show. No telling what's on it. I don't even know the date. But I know what it would have been in the 80s. So let's see what it has to say. Here you go. Why are things so dead tonight anyway? I mean, it's open topic night. So you have nobody else to blame but yourselves. You can talk about anything you want. What do you want me to do? Set myself on fire or something? Oh, here we go. Here's our first caller. Let's see what they have to say. Hello? Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Turn down your radio caller.
Hello?
Turn down your radio caller. Turn down your radio. Turn it down. Hello. May I help you?
Yes.
Yes what?
Set yourself on fire.
Sorry, I don't do requests. Sheesh, what a bunch of sickos out there. You know, I wonder sometimes just what our audience is composed of. Well, if I'm not going to get any decent calls, I just so happen to have my full collection of shows here. And I'll put on an earlier show and I'll give the morons in the audience a chance to figure out how to use their phone. Here we go, show number 66. We'll find out what this has to say.
What's the matter with you guys? I mean, really? Don't you have the slightest thought, anything that you want to share with the audience? What do I have to do, set myself on fire? Don't answer that. You know, these days you have to kill yourself or something in order to get just the slightest bit of a reaction from the American public. I don't understand what's going on. Just give me a call and let me know what you think, all right? You know, we can't stay on the air unless we get called. I tell you what, I got my shows right here. I take these things everywhere. Everywhere I go so I can listen to my voice no matter where I am. But I have to go on with my life, you know. There's no telling how valuable these things will be one day. Here's show number 29. Let's see what's on that one. Okay? This will give everyone else a chance to get a little courage, drum up a little courage, and call in. Here we go. Show number 29. Let's see what it has to say. And if you don't start calling soon, I'm going to put on a tape and make you listen to your primitive ancestors, eh? That's not a threat. That's a promise. I promise you. Okay, that does it. You asked for it. All right, I'm going to... Got it right here. Show number one, the very first premiere show. You see what your caveman forefathers had to tell us here on the Prell Show and see if there's any better. I certainly hope so. Here we go, show number one, Prell Show.
I really don't know what the problem is here. You know, I mean, it's your chance to call in and be part of history. You know, what's the matter? This is your opportunity to be on the air. I mean, geez, I can't wait until, you know, the future, when I have a chance to have an archive collection and put some tapes on or something. Oh, wait a minute. Here we go, there's the first caller. Hey, hello, Brill Show, you're on the air.
Can you tell me who won the game today?
Can I tell you? What do you think I am, the Shellingson man? Goodbye. Oh, brother, we got a bunch of stupids out there or something. Well, listen, folks, you know, we're about out of time, but I promise you, next week we're going to have that homeless show ready, and then we're...
Whoa. Went too far back there. I don't know what he's talking about, the homeless show. That is for next week, folks. I promise you, we'll have it ready for next week, so you do want to tune in, but... Oh, goodness. Well, we're out of time, wouldn't you know? But I sure had a terrific time, and I hope you did, too. Do tune in next week for another exciting installment of the Papa Prell Show. Until next week, this is Papa Prell saying no, so long, until next time again, and God bless. Wouldn't you know, I blew it on that last line. You know, this is such a perfect show until that happened. I can't, you know, what, we're still on? Good. I told you that we should have had the engineer here. Get me off!